Ron Van Dam knows exactly why you enjoy his show.
It makes no sense.
And that says something a little weird about you. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
All right, thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. It's not Becky Arranges Flowers on a Wednesday. First of all, this isn't Wednesday, and secondly, I'm not Becky. Now that we've got that cleared up, we can continue. Well, it's good to be with you without touching. I think that's fantastic. This relationship is working out for me. How are you? Oh, you're looking good today. I will compliment you to the point where you like me. After that, you're on your own. You know, it really doesn't take much for you to get somebody to like you. It's not that difficult. All you do is what I just suggested. You compliment them to the point where they will love you. They will love to spend time with you. They will think you're the best person in the world. They will gyrate towards your loveliness, all because you compliment them on a regular basis. It's phony. It's not true. But at the same time, it really works. Give that a shot sometime. If you're in a relationship, just compliment the other person every once in a while. Love will abound. It'll be wonderful. It's not true, but it works. Simple compliments like, wow, you look lovely today. Or, wow, have you lost weight? Oh, that's a good one. So, you know, you're looking younger every day. You're a very funny person. I love being around you because you're just such a nice person. Anything like that, say anything like that, and I guarantee you success in your life, no matter what you're doing in the office, at home, it doesn't matter. It works, and you don't have to really mean it because no one will know that you didn't mean it because it's just you that said it and nobody else knows. Give it a try. And if this show is worth anything, which it's not, it's worth that advice. You're probably saying at this point, Ron, are you a psychologist? How do you have this great amount of knowledge and wisdom? Did you walk down from the top of a mountain with tablets or something? Like, are you magical? Do you carry a magical scepter? How do you gain this knowledge of advice for people? Are you somehow religiously deemed a miracle? What is it about you, Ron? And the answer is, yeah, I guess all that's true. I don't know where I came from. My parents said I came from them, but I'm not sure about that. I could have sworn I was not born in a hospital. I could have sworn it was a manger. Can't be sure. That or it was a really ratty hospital. I don't know which. But I might have some kind of miraculous religious background, something like that. I asked my mother at one point, who is really my father? And she says, well, I was married to God. And I thought, well, all right. I didn't think twice about it, but now I'm wondering. Am I special? Really? Is that possible? When I was born, I remember looking up and I didn't see a doctor. I saw three wise men. What does that mean? Why did it take three intelligent people to deliver me? I wonder. Anyway, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. You are fantastic. You look wonderful. Did you lose weight? Well, then did you gain weight? Because you look different. All right. No, that didn't work. That's not a compliment. No, Ron, that's not a compliment. If your girlfriend, if you happen to be a guy and your girlfriend or your wife says to you, do I look fat in this dress? The answer is never yes. Never. They can look like humongously large in that dress. They can look awful in that dress, like they're wearing a camping tent or something. They can look hideously disgusting. But you never say yes. Ever. That's when it's okay to lie. And even if they say to you, you're lying, I don't look good in this dress, I know I don't, you have to say, oh, yes, you do. You have to say it. It's in the Bible. It's Leviticus chapter 17, verse 2. It says, you must lie to your significant other if they ask how they look in an article of clothing. Quote, unquote. It's in there. It was the 11th commandment, thou shalt lie in order to spare one's feelings and get sexual favors in the long run. That was number 11 in the 10 commandments. But that got chipped off on the way down off the mountain, so they didn't use it. Yeah, you can't screw your neighbor for some reason. I don't know why not, but you can't. You can't have an affair with your neighbor. But you can do other stuff, like trying to overthrow the government. That's okay, apparently. Oh, it's illegal, and you're not supposed to do it, but apparently you can get away with it. So I guess, you know, things are a little topsy-turvy, scurvy these days, aren't they? I laugh and I cry at the same time. There's a furniture store near me. That's not the end of the sentence. There's more. There's a furniture store near me, and it's called Jordan's Furniture. If you'd like to buy some of their furniture, be my guest. It's pretty good. I have some of it. I've bought it in the past. They're very good at marketing. One of the things they do that a lot of furniture stores do, and I don't know why this is like just furniture stores kind of, but here's how they market how wonderful they are and why you should buy furniture from them. It's not that the furniture is really all that good, which it really kind of is, but it's more so as they make it that they, and get this now, they claim in the commercials that they are the official furniture store of the Boston Red Sox. No kidding? Was that by a vote? It's a marketing ploy that the public is supposed to believe. They are supposed to believe that the Boston Red Sox got together one day after a game and said, you know, what's your favorite furniture store? And all of them said Jordan's Furniture. And then the coach of the team said, it's official. That's not how it happened. Here's how it happened. The furniture store went to the Boston Red Sox organization and said, if we pay you a lot of money, can we say, that we are the official furniture store of your baseball club? Yeah, sure. How much money do you want to give us? A lot. Okay, yeah, you can say it then. Is it true? Only because they paid money to be able to say it. That's the only true part. It's not like the baseball players, half of them can't speak English, actually went to the store and bought their furniture because they liked it. Didn't happen. It didn't happen. But here's the bottom line of our society today. Because people who buy stuff are legitimately stupid. And I think that includes you, but I'm not sure because I don't know you. The consumer. Oh, I want to buy a dining room table. And I love the Boston Red Sox. I'm so involved in their team. I love to watch them. Where should we get the dining room table? Well, is there an official furniture store of the Boston Red Sox? Well, yes, I think there is. It must be where all the players get their furniture, and I love all the players. I've got to have furniture like all the players do. If we went to their homes, they'd have Jordan's furniture all over because it's the official furniture store, as deemed by the official furniture store organization of the United States. I must have one of their dining room tables. I must. Hell, I have a license plate that has two red socks on it. That's how much I love them. I must have dining room tables from them. I must. I will not eat off of anything else. It's not the gall and the absurd statements of a furniture store. It's the consumer that will buy anything, including one of your dining room tables. It's the furniture store that has the attitude that our consumers are stupid enough to buy our furniture simply because we say that the baseball players have that furniture in their homes. We didn't say that. We just said it was the official furniture store of the Boston Red Sox. Because they paid money to be able to say that. Oh, Lord. Consumers are so freaking stupid. So freaking stupid. All you got to do is find those stupid people and you got yourself some sales. Again, the furniture in that store is actually pretty good. I do have some of it, but not because it's an official anything, just because the furniture is good. I think that when a furniture store does that kind of marketing thing, that they're just playing the public. They also, they see this furniture store for some reason loves baseball. I don't, but I don't not buy their furniture because they love baseball so much. It's just, I don't understand the connection. Anyway, once a year during the summer, because they love the Boston Red Sox so much and they think you do, that's how much they know their customers, right? They say that if the Boston Red Sox pitch a no-hitter, I said, no, if they pitch the perfect game, and I don't know what that means. I have no idea because I'm not into baseball. But if they pitch the perfect game, then you get all your furniture that you bought for free. So come in, buy furniture, because if they pitch the perfect game anywhere during a season, like for a couple of weeks, then your furniture will be free. And I can't imagine people going down there and saying, well, I'll buy all your furniture because it might be free if they pitch a perfect. Stop it with the baseball thing. If the Boston Red Sox end up in the World Series and they sweep the entire World Series, they win all the games and become the baseball champions of the world, all your furniture will be free. Come. What are you doing? Are you a sports betting organization or are you a furniture store? You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that silly marketing stuff. You don't have to do that. Let me ask you a question. Did you know that the Ron Van Dam show is the official underpants of the Boston Red Sox. That's right. And I'm not paying them to say that. I'm just saying it inaccurately. Are you wearing the official underpants of the Boston Red Sox? All right. Obviously, the show emanates out of Boston. That's why I use them as an example. But that's an actual true thing that this furniture store does. And every time I hear it, I just laugh out loud. And people say, Ron, all of a sudden you're laughing. What are you laughing at? And I just say, nothing, because it's so absurd they won't even believe it. We are so gullible. Do I look fat in this dress? Oh, no, not at all. Gullible. We can be manipulated in so many different ways. We're like one of those dolls where the arms can go up over their head and like twist around and 360 degrees, you know, one of those little doll things. And if you force the arm to move around, the arm breaks off. That's kind of like the American public. You can manipulate them so many different ways until their arms break off. Analogy, you bet I just made one. The official furniture store of the Boston Red Sox. Do the Boston Red Sox actually have Jordan's furniture in their homes? Yeah, probably at an amazing discount. I mean, what's to stop? You don't hear that in the commercial. I don't know if it's true or not, but like, yeah, if you're Boston Red Sox, if you have furniture, you buy a furniture, I'll give you 20% off, sure. Because, you know, we are the official furniture store of the Boston Red Sox, you know. Oh, my God. What if you hate the Boston Red Sox and it's the official furniture store of the Boston Red Sox, but you hate the team? Uh-oh, that didn't work, did it? No, it didn't. All right. You know, a lot of people say to me, Ron, that's because it's my name. Ron, who pays for that show that you do? Well, we have ways of generating incredible amounts of revenue. They're not, I wouldn't say they're credible amounts, but they are amounts. But most of it is from people like you. But there are ways around this, you know. We are part of the government's hazard pay program. It started during COVID and it's still going on as far as radio shows are concerned. Did you know about the hazard pay program? Oh, it's not so bad, really, at all.
If you have listened to more than 10 episodes of The Ron Van Dam Show in a row, you may be entitled to hazard pay. Fill out two copies of Form 63-B and bring them to Estelle in Human Resources. Don't forget, Estelle is off on Tuesdays. Please allow 4 to 6 weeks for the processing of your hazard pay claim. And thank you for listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Dr. Heather Brandt joins us now. She's director of HPV Cancer Prevention Program. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, let's talk about, we know cancer. We've talked about that many times. We're all familiar with it. But to the term HPV, not everybody understands what that is. Please tell us.
Sure. So HPV is very common, and according to the CDC, nearly 80 million Americans, or about one of every four people, are actually infected with this virus. And each year in the United States, nearly 40,000 people are diagnosed with cancers that are caused by HPV, and hundreds of thousands more are diagnosed with precancers caused by HPV. And so fortunately, we have good news. We have a safe, effective, and long-lasting vaccination against several types of HPV to help stop HPV infection in children to protect them against cancers they could develop as adults. So HPV is very common. We have this great vaccination available, and we can prevent 90% of HPV cancers.
Now, All right. How does this affect the body? In other words, is this something that is a certain body part where it emanates from? Or what exactly is HPV? I mean, what does that even stand for?
Sure. So HPV stands for human papillomavirus, commonly called HPV, okay, using its acronym. And HPV is passed from one person to another through intimate contact. Mm-hmm. And HPV cancers can affect the oropharynx or the back of the throat, the cervix, anus, vulva, penis, and vagina. So those are the six types of cancers that are linked to HPV. So it really is the anogenital region and then the back of the throat or the base of the tongue and tonsils. Mm-hmm. And in fact, oral cancers caused by HPV are the most common type of HPV cancer in the United States. So a lot of times people associate HPV with cervical cancer. And that is certainly one of the cancers that can be caused by HPV. But oral cancers are actually the most common cancer caused by HPV in the United States. So HPV is passed in those ways and can result in these types of cancers when someone is an adult.
Okay. Now, I know that you've coupled with St. Jude's Children Research Hospital. We're all familiar with that. So do I get the impression that this is a vaccination for children, or is it for everybody?
Yeah, great question. So certainly St. Jude is very invested in preventing cancers through a vaccination that's given to children to prevent these cancers as adults. St. Jude knows children and knows families, and certainly our focus on preventing and curing catastrophic diseases in children is quite well known. And so in this case, St. Jude is really focused on a safe, effective, and long-lasting vaccination to prevent cancer that's given to children to protect them against HPV cancers they could develop as adults. Mm. So on time, HPV vaccination is making sure that your child has completed the HPV vaccination series by their 13th birthday. Mm-hmm. And you can start HPV vaccination at age 9. So ages 9 through 12 are really the primary recommended age group. However, we know not everyone received HPV vaccination on time, and so the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics, American Cancer Society, routinely recommend HPV vaccination for ages 9 through 26. Okay. So really, this is something that St. Jude is very committed to. We don't know how to prevent pediatric cancers today, but we do know about this cancer prevention tool that is given to children to protect them against cancers they could develop as adults. And so it's something we are very committed to building confidence for parents and caregivers who make those vaccination decisions for their children and their family. This vaccine is safe, it works really well, and it provides long-lasting protection.
Okay. So this is something that can evolve later in life, if not paid attention to as a child. So this is for that particular age group. And let me understand that it is acquired through human contact. Is it something that you can be born with and may lay dormant?
No, this is actually a sexually transmitted infection that is passed from one person to another through intimate contact. The vaccination is preventive, and so we want to make sure children are protected before they might engage in those types of behaviors.
Okay.
And so HPV is really common. As I said earlier, 1 in 4 people have it right now. Almost everyone who ever engages in intimate contact is going to have HPV. What we don't know is in whom the HPV is going to cause problems. And so, again, good news, we have a vaccination that is safe and works really well that is given to children to protect them so that they don't get HPV and therefore aren't at risk of developing those HPV cancers when they're older.
Gotcha. All right. Would this be similar to, excuse the ignorance on my part, Is this similar to AIDS, but in the sense that this could affect anybody with any type of sexual contact? But is it of that ilk?
So these are very different viruses, mm-hmm. and so I certainly don't want to confuse people. There are, of course, several types of viruses and infections that can be passed from one person to another through intimate contact, and HIV is certainly a very serious sexually transmitted infection, or primarily sexually transmitted infection. And certainly if anyone comes into contact with HIV, they're most certainly going to develop signs and symptoms of HIV and require treatment. With HPV, although an equally serious virus, everyone who comes into contact with HPV may not develop signs and symptoms. Our body's immune system may be able to clear the detectable level of HPV, and it may not result in cancer or precancer or another HPV-related disease. However, it's still, we have this vaccination that can stop that worry. Okay. And so this vaccination is incredibly safe. It works very well. And we hope parents and caregivers during this back to school season will really take advantage of this cancer prevention tool and make sure that their children are protected. Okay. It's a normal part of human growth and development to engage in these types of behaviors as children move into the teenage years and into and throughout adulthood.
Yeah.
And so a decision today can be made to protect your child from cancers that they could develop when they're older that are caused by HPV.
Okay.
So I want to be very clear, these are very different viruses and certainly have very different ways in which they affect the body.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps the most similar piece of them that across both of them is they both do affect the body's immune system, which is the case for most viruses and most infections. But in this case, very different. We certainly have a vaccination available for HPV to help prevent those cancers when kids get older.
Okay, let's talk about the biggest hurdle of all, because we're talking to parents here, obviously. The biggest hurdle is the word vaccination and immunization. We went through this with COVID, where you tried to convince people that there's it's totally safe and it's you know, there's no reason not to do this. This is another situation where, I mean, children get injections when they go to school anyway. This is entirely safe. Talk about that, because some parents have to be told.
It's a great point, and I'm so glad that you raised it and are going to give me the opportunity to address it. So vaccinations are one of the greatest public health achievements ever in the history of public health and medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccinations have saved untold millions and millions of lives. And the CDC and the World Health Organization globally have identified vaccinations as one of the greatest achievements in the history of public health and medicine for that exact reason, because we now don't know of even certain diseases because vaccination is so routine. And vaccines are incredibly safe. The threshold for approving and recommending a vaccination, especially one for children, undergoes intense scrutiny by the U.S. FDA and by other medical and public health organizations. And so we want to make sure that these vaccinations are incredibly safe. And so what we hear most from parents and caregivers who are making these decisions about vaccinations is they want to be reassured that vaccinations are safe. And certainly safety is a huge priority in balancing the benefits and risks of giving a child something like a vaccine. And that's been the case here. HPV vaccination is incredibly safe. More than 500 doses have been given, 500 million doses, excuse me, have been given worldwide. And we're already seeing the benefits of what happens when a population has high levels of vaccination coverage. So Australia, for example, has really high coverage of HPV vaccination, and they are on track to eliminate cervical cancer, one of the six types of cancers that are caused by HPV, by the year 2035. That's how well this vaccine works, and that's how well in the history of vaccines that other vaccines have worked, leading to the eradication of things like smallpox and polio, very few cases of other vaccine-preventable diseases in the United States as a result of vaccines and how well they work. Mm-hmm. And they're safe, and they work really well to help avoid some of these burdens that are caused by diseases. So certainly with the COVID-19 pandemic, we have to work to build confidence in vaccinations, or in some cases, rebuild confidence in vaccinations. And so in this case, HPV vaccination is very much a safe, effective, and long-lasting vaccine given to children to prevent those HPV cancers as adults.
Excellent. So check with your doctor, your pediatrician, and where do we go for more information?
Sure. Well, thank you. Well, let me just say, I'm not actually a pediatrician. I am a researcher and right. someone who has studied HPV mm-hmm. and vaccines for a very long time. So it's my privilege to have the opportunity to work at St. Jude alongside mm-hmm. pediatricians and as well as our national partners. And so to learn more, please go to stjude.org/HPV and stjude.org/bright-future to learn more. And this includes information for parents and caregivers to address your common questions that you may have, maybe some that I didn't address today, mm-hmm. and also just to help normalize HPV vaccination as cancer prevention. Really important right now during the back-to-school season
yes.
when parents and caregivers are taking their children in mm-hmm. to get them ready for the upcoming school year.
Yeah, excellent. Dr. Heather Brandt, thank you for the information, and hopefully everybody will act upon it accordingly. Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for being here. Did you lose weight? Oh, you had your leg amputated. I didn't see that. I did not see that coming. I know it's obvious. Now it's obvious, but I did not see that coming. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Anyway, I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. I hope you join me at that time. My hopes are still alive as far as that's concerned. Make this a wonderful day. Tell somebody just how nice they are, how good they look, and I guarantee you, you'll get whatever you want anytime you want it. Give it a shot. I swear it's true. Until then, I wish you peace.